The seasonally adjusted increase was driven by 13,000 new private sector jobs, which were tempered by job losses in the public sector. It was the largest single-month increase since 2003, according to the Department of Workforce Development. Labor economist Laura Dresser is the associate director of the Center on Wisconsin Strategy. She said the numbers were very good news.
The state needs jobs, and this month the state got jobs, even though many states did not.
Dresser said the report also illustrated the jobs hole Wisconsin has to climb out of. The unemployment rate actually ticked up from 7.4 to 7.6% in June, which may be a sign that the long-term unemployed are once again looking for work. The state's tourism industry saw the biggest gains. Dresser says it's good to have tourism bounce back, but says those jobs are not the most sustainable.
And relatively low paid. That isn't the best sector we have, and it doesn't generate the best wages.
William Strauss is a senior economist at the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago. He called it a pretty good report, especially the 800 jobs added in the manufacturing industry.
This is a sector that we've been paying close attention to, given the disruptions in Japan, with the view that things will be coming back into the second half of the year, and this could be an early indication that that, in fact, might be materializing.
Governor Scott Walker said the numbers showed the decisions of his administration were beginning to pay off, although some of the growth is regional. Yesterday, Minnesota reported it added more than 13,000 jobs in June. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.